it in Mubah. Mubah means it is permissible. For example, if a person is in a place where many places you get, if they have iftar, Ramzan time, they have iftar in a hall, then they have iftar downstairs. Now when the people are all down and he comes up early, or this person, maybe he didn't go down to eat, and he's early in the masjid, now they give 5 minutes, they give 10 minutes between the azan of Maghrib and the salah, so that people can eat. Now the ish time that is available, if a person reads 2 rakats of namaz, if a person reads nafil namaz at that time, it is permissible, there's no harm. But we don't say that is a specific sunnah now, that you should read 2 rakats at that time. If a person reads it, then it's permissible. If he doesn't read it, then it is no harm. So therefore we'll term it as mubah. So this is very important to understand in perspective. But sometimes the person thinks that we are leaving out a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This isn't any sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that a person is leaving out. So Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi starts the chapter, تَقَدَّمَ فِي هَذِهِ الْأَبْوَابِ حَدِيثُ إِبْنِ عُمَرُ وَحَدِيثُ عَائِشَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَنْهَا وَهُمَا صَحِيحَانَ أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصلي بعد المغرب ركعتان. In the previous chapters, quarters, we mentioned the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. The Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to offer 2 rakats of salah after the Maghrib salah. Now we know that this 2 rakats of salah after the Maghrib salah, this is a sunnah, a mu'akkadah. Sunnah mu'akkadah means it is an emphasized sunnah. It is a sunnah that shouldn't be left out. This is a very important emphasized sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Obviously a person is on journey. When he's on journey, then he leaves it out, then there is no problem. Ideally, when he's at home and there's no reason for him to leave it out, then he shouldn't leave out this true sunnah after the faraz of Maghrib Salah. And Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Sallu qabla al-Maghribi qala fi thalithati liman sha'a. As Abdullah ibn Mughaffal radiallahu anhu, reporting from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then read 2 rakats or read before Maghrib Salah, perform Salah before the Maghrib Salah. And when he said for the third time, so 2 times Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, perform Salah before the Maghrib Salah. And the third time he said, Liman Sha. Here one important fiqhi jurisprudic principle comes out. So therefore we have to always learn hadith from these ulama, from these fuqaha, and we should be very, very grateful to them. Very grateful to them. They looked at all the hadiths, they looked at the verses of the Quran, they looked at ijma, they looked at qiyas, they looked at different things, and they made it so easy for us to tell us that this is how many rakats, this is how many sunnah, this is how many faraz, this is how many wajib, this is how many sunnah mu'akkada, this is so many sunnah ghayr mu'akkada, this is nafil, all that they looked for us, and they made it so easy for us. One ayat of the Quran. So this principle I'm talking is a principle that if we didn't have the fuqaha to teach us this principle, we ourselves would have got confused. One ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا السَّيْدَ وَأَنْتُمْ حُرُمْ. That don't hunt when you are in the condition of ihram. That when you are in ihram, now don't hunt. Because you're already in ihram. That ihram demands certain things from you. Certain things you can do, certain things you're not allowed to do. So don't hunt. One of the things is don't hunt. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that when you come out of ihram, fastadu. That person now that has come out of ihram, fastadu means hunt. So now, does it mean that when you take out your ihram, everyone must start going and hunting? It doesn't mean that, although this word fastadu is an amr, that go and hunt, it doesn't mean now, and you come out of your ihram, what it means is now it's permissible for you to go and hunt. So ulama explaining that after a prohibition, that don't do something, when the command comes, that command now that is coming is to show ibaha, is to show that you're allowed to do something, not that you shouldn't do. So before Maghrib Salah, we were not allowed to read Salah. And now at the time of Maghrib, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, perform Salah. What it means? Now it is permissible for you to perform Salah. Not that now it is Sunnah now for you to read this 2 rakats of Salah before the Faraz Salah. So when understanding things in context, it becomes very easy. Otherwise everyone will think that now I must start hunting. So this is not the correct understanding. The understanding is now it is permissible for you. So that person who came out of his ihram, then he may go and hunt. And Anas radiallahu anhu called, لَقَدْ رَأَيْتُ كِبَارَ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يَبْتَدِرُونَ السَّوَارِ عِنْدَ الْمَغْرِبِ رَوَاهُ الْبُخَارِي. And Anas radiallahu anhu says that I saw great sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rushing to the pillars at the time of Maghrib Salah. Sometimes they would go when and perform, as we've seen in the hadith, is that they will perform this 2 rakats of salah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't prevent them. He saw them reading it, he allowed it, it was permitted, so he didn't stop them. So therefore, if we happen to see some people reading 2 rakats of namaz, we shouldn't look down upon them. It's not something we should look down, but at the same time we should know that this is something that is permissible, we won't regard it as something as a sunnah. The better thing to do is to try and read the Maghrib salah as quickly as possible. وعنه قال كنا نصلي على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ركعتين. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu says that we would perform at the time of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or in the zamana, in the era of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, ركعتين بعد غروب الشمس قبل المغرب. We would perform after sunset, we would perform 2 rakat before the Maghrib salah. فقيل, it was asked now to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, أكان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاهما. Did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself read these 2 rakats? This was the question that was asked to Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu. Did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself read these 2 rakats of salah before Maghrib? Qala, kana yarana nusallihima falam ya'murna walam yanhana, rawahu Muslim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw us reading these 2 rakats. The question that was asked him is, did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam perform this 2 rakat? So he answered, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw us reading. In other words, he saw the sahaba. He didn't command us that we should be reading it, nor did he stop us from reading it. In other words, he allowed us to do it. So we could do it. So if sometimes a person maybe is going to the Haram Sharif or something, and this person now has got time, normally you'd see the time is given after the Maghrib Salah, or a person, maybe the month of Ramadan, maybe in our masajid it will be a little bit difficult to do it because there is very short time. But places you go sometimes in Middle East, etc., you'll find that they give a little bit longer time. And a person now, he just wants to break his fast with khajur, zamzam, and there is extra time if he wants to read 2 rakats, then there is no harm. And if we see somebody doing it, then we shouldn't look down upon him. Because here we see Rasulullah SAW didn't prevent Sahaba from doing it. He saw them, he didn't command them to do it, nor did he prevent them from doing it. One last hadith. وَعَنْهُ قَالَ كُنَّا بِالْمَدِينَةِ فَإِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمُؤَذِّنُ لِصُلَاةِ الْمَغْرِبِ يُبْتَدَرُ السَّوَارِ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu says that when we were in Medina Sharif, the azan used to be given for the Maghrib Salah, people would rush to the pillars. They would hasten to the pillars. For when a rush means, doesn't mean they used to run. Nowadays you find in the masjid, especially when you see in Medina Sharif, etc., when they move the barriers, you see people running and racing and rushing in the masjid. This is very, very disrespectful. When a person is going to the masjid also, his walk should be with respect. He should never run. He comes near the masjid and he can see that the imam is gone in ruku. He should never run in the masjid to go catch the rakat. What is meant by here, they would hasten. They would go a little bit fast to go find places behind the pillars to read salah. And the pillars in those days were made out of date trunks. The trunks of the date trees would make up the pillars of the masjid. So they would go naturally behind this so that the salah don't get affected by anybody crossing, walking, nobody comes in the way. فَرَكَعُوا رَكَعَتَيْنِ حَتَّى إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ الْغَرِيبَ لَيَدْخُلُ الْمَسْجِدَ فَيَحْسَبُ أَنَّ الصَّلَاةَ قَدْ سُلِّيَتْ مِنْ كَثْرَةٍ مِنْ يُسَلِّيهِمَا. They would go to behind these pillars and they would read 2 rakats of salah before Maghrib. To such an coming in now, he would think that the Faraz Namaz is over. He would think that the people are reading the Sunnah after the Faraz. So they coming in, he would see these so many people reading this Namaz before the Maghrib Salah. He would think, now he's a stranger, he didn't know. He would possibly think that people now, the Salah is over and now they're reading the 2 rakat Sunnah after the Maghrib Salah. So here we find the different ahadith explaining different things. One very, very important thing is we should never ever think that we can study hadith on our own. There's so many different dimensions. If we didn't understand this, and we didn't understand the different variations, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted it, when that command came just to show allowance, and when the command comes to show that something is wajib, that we wouldn't understand if we just decided to study hadith on our own. And here we have Hazrat Mawlana Allama Shah Kashmiri rahmatullah alayhi, he mentions that to perform them is allowed and it is preferable. It is preferable to refrain from performing these 2 rakats, meaning to refrain when there's no time, when there's no specific time given, then it's better to refrain. For these 2 reasons, he would say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam greatly emphasized upon hastening with the Maghrib Salah. That when the Maghrib Salah time comes in, then don't delay. Don't delay in the Faraz, meaning immediately try and perform the Faraz Salah. Now we'll ask ourselves, why do we give time in Ramzan? This is an allowance. Now people are fasting the whole day. Many people are hungry. So to give a few minutes for them to break the fast, this is an allowance, so that they can perform the salah with a better quality. If their mind is in the food and their mind is in everything else, then how are they going to perform salah with a due quality. And the next thing is, the majority of Sahaba did not perform this two rakats of Salah. Majority of Sahaba did not perform this two rakats of Salah before the Maghrib Salah, as reported by Hazrat Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu. Now the reward for performing four rakats of Salah after Maghrib Salah, such a great reward, is like a person fighting one battle after another. One battle after another in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This hadith comes in Musannaf ibn Abi Shayba, that this person is getting the reward of performing four rakats after the Maghrib Salah. So therefore, easy thing to do is, we are reading our Sunnah and Muqaddah after the Maghrib Salah. Let us add this two rakats and read four rakats, so that we can also get this reward, as though we are fighting one battle after the another. A person is continuously making effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just by reading four rakats after the Maghrib Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.